Well, on a slightly happier note, this week researchers in the UK have accomplished quantum entanglement on the macro scale. That sounds exciting, doesn't it? They've entangled 2-millimetre-sized diamonds. Now, typically, we think of objects moving and interacting according to classical mechanics, i.e. Newton's second law. If you apply a force to one object, and it will cause it to accelerate in a particular direction. But in quantum mechanics, there are extra complications, such as entanglement, where an action performed on one object will affect another, even if they're at a distance, which is something described by Einstein as spooky. But studying these quantum effects on things any larger than an atomic particle is tough because there's so much environmental noise. Once in the macroscopic scale, there are too many extra factors which are difficult to eliminate. So the usual approach that scientists take is to lower the temperature and so reduce what's called thermal noise. But publishing in the journal Science, a team led by Ian Walmsley of Oxford University took 3-millimetre wide pieces of diamond, so that's 3 millimetres wide, and tried to look at them in a more typical environment with an ambient temperature. Now, to get round the problem of other noisy interactions that could interfere with results, they shortened the experiment to a matter of femtoseconds, and they did this using laser pulses. So next, they had to do the actual entanglement, which they achieved by setting up a beam splitter and detectors. They fired 2 laser pulses at each diamond, 350 femtoseconds apart, so that's 10 to the minus 15 is a femtosecond, and the second pulse picked up the energy from the first that the first pulse left behind before reaching the detector as an especially energetic photon. Now, if the system was classical, the second photon should pick up extra energy only half of the time, so 50%. Only if it happened to hit the diamond where the energy was deposited in the first place. But in 200 trillion trials, the team found that the second photon picked up extra energy every time.
Why? Where is it getting it from?
Well, it means that this energy is happening in a closed system. Well, sorry, it's not happening in a closed system. It's happening across these two diamonds. So it means that the energy is not contained within each diamond, but that they shared the same state as if they were one system. So it had already been predicted that this could be done with larger objects at ambient temperature, but actually doing it is something else altogether. So although brief, this may be a step towards some real-world quantum computing, where entanglement allows you to store far more complex information than binary digits.
My God, that's amazing. Where's that published? Science. I'm going to have to go and read that one. Thank you, Diana.